getting comfortable, knowing that we can always change our positions if our bodies want that, because our bodies are an important part of our process. At this point, essential to our process. Allowing ourselves to experience our bodies and their length and breadth and width and height and weight. And feeling our blood flowing through it all. And our breath swirling and dancing. Clearing and cleaning. Feeling ourselves held. And safe. We become once again aware of our sparks, wherever they may be, allowing our awareness to rest with our spark. Seeing how our spark feels, seeing how we feel. We're feeling a little tired, a little worn out, a little exhausted. We might reach our awareness into our root systems and draw in the resources we need, the strength, the wisdom, the stability, the community. And our willingness to let go of those things that get in the way of this process. And as we draw in the resources and let go of everything that gets in the way, or express our willingness to let go of everything that gets in the way, we may feel reinvigorated and refreshed. And I think I meant to do this earlier, we speak of those, we connect with the sparks of those involved in various levels of involvement with the COVID pandemic. And for the last several weeks, also with those with various relationships with the domination system. And someone asked me to be a little clearer about that. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke of the interlocking dynamic of racism, poverty, and militarism, and how that they were all sort of stuck together and they all needed to be addressed in order for his people and therefore all of us to be free. And the domination system is those three, but also nationalism, consumerism, materialism, maybe sexism, ageism, all those. Not caring about the environment, I don't know the ism for that, irresponsibility ism, all those interlocking constructs that are acting to strangle the sustainability of the human enterprise on this planet and the current biosphere. So the domination system, and it's based on domination. It's based on the idea that we have to dominate in order to be, to succeed, in order for things to work out okay. The myth of redemptive violence, that killing people will bring peace, and its various formulations. Anyway, I meant to do that earlier. So that may give you a better sense of the domination system. It's a construct, and it's made up of, it's held together, it's glued together by people's attitudes and their fears. And so that's why that working with the sparks of those potentially loosens the glue that's holding it together and lets it sort of fall gently apart, and having the component pieces of it begin to be loosened up, and like distortions released by the power of the sparks working together. So with that diversion into pedantry, back to our breath and our spark. And allowing to come to mind to come to heart, perhaps awareness, maybe one person or a few people or a class of people affected by the pandemic, those who are scared, those who are caring for those who are scared, those who are infected, those whose livelihoods have been destroyed or endangered. Maybe a person, maybe a group of people reaching out through our spark to connect with and affirm the spark and that person or those people, seeing how that feels. Knowing that this gives these people and access to courage and awareness and openness to new ideas and hope. And on that same level, we slide across to those negatively impacted by, oppressed by, downtrodden by the domination system. Maybe one person, maybe a class of people. Maybe refugees, maybe people unjustly imprisoned. Maybe just people who can't make ends meet. One person, a class of people, a group of people that come to our mind. We may see faces that we've never seen and we never will see. We may become aware of people that we'll never know in areas of this planet that we've never seen and we'll never travel to except in this way. And through our spark, connecting with and affirming their sparks. strengthening their sparks. That their defenses may be eroded, their distortions released, their bafflement clarified. And seeing how that feels. No need to put words on it unless we have words put on it. And to the next level of those engaged in finding ways to respond to the pandemic, those doing research for vaccines or testing or nursing or doing research or being medical care personnel or first responders. Maybe one person, maybe a group of people, maybe a class of people. Reaching out to our spark to connect with and affirm their spark. Allowing them a little more stamina, a little more clear-sightedness, a little more access to inspiration. And sliding across on the same level of those who are working to call out and dismantle the domination system, any aspect, the activists, the resistors, the protesters, the thinkers, the writers, the musicians, the artists, the editors and publishers, the singers, the prayers, an individual, several individuals, a group or a class, reaching out to, from our spark, through our spark, to affirm and connect with their spark. Bolstering them, encouraging them. Clarifying them. Allowing them to release the distortions of and defenses of anger and resentment and judgment. Everything that gets in the way of their spark being effective. And up to the next level of those benefiting through the pandemic. With no judgment. For this includes those who are appreciating the solitude, appreciating the quiet, appreciating an opportunity to step back and see things in new ways. As well as those whose maybe making a financial profit off it. Stockholders, employees. There are many ways that people may be benefiting from the pandemic. And so maybe an individual, maybe a group, maybe a class. And through our spark, reaching out to and affirming and connecting with the spark in whatever individual or part of that population comes to mind. Knowing that as their spark is strengthened, their defenses may be eroding. Their distortions may be being released. Their bafflement may be being clarified. They may be being lifted up and made lighter, that they may find their place, their better place in this ever-evolving dance of which we are all creatures. And moving across to those who are benefiting from the domination system, wittingly and unwittingly, willingly and unwillingly, not for us to judge or analyze. Maybe an individual or a group of individuals or a class comes to mind. And through our spark, through our sparks, we reach out to affirm and connect with their sparks. Knowing that it is through the strengthened spark that their defenses may be eroded. Their distortions released, their bafflement clarified, that they may be freed up to move closer into where they belong in this ever-evolving cosmic dance of which we are all creatures. Then moving up to those who are making decisions, about the response to the pandemic, decisions or choices that may be affecting many, many people. Political leaders and others whose functions I may not be able to imagine, but nonetheless whose decisions and choices are affecting the course of the pandemic and the well-being of countless, countless others of our sisters and brothers on this planet. So maybe one of those comes to mind, or a class or a group, whichever, through our sparks we connect with, and we affirm the spark in that person or persons. Knowing that as we connect with their sparks are strengthened. So their defenses are eroded a little bit. Their distortions are released a little bit. Their bafflement is clarified a little bit. Not knowing what impact that little bit may have. It may be enough to make whole conceptual systems crumble, or not. But nonetheless, we, through our spark, connect with and affirm their sparks, knowing that it's a good thing. And it's what we can do at this level. And so gliding across to the level of the people who are invested in the domination system. Who believe that it is essential. Whose careers may be based upon it. Who may feel incapable of conceiving that there's anything else available to humanity. Those who are making a profit by it. Those who are feeding themselves in some way through it. And through our sparks with an individual or a group or a class. Through our sparks we reach out to and we affirm and connect with the spark in this person or these people. Knowing that as we connect with and affirm their spark, which may seem repulsive to us or non-existent, nonetheless, there's a spark there. And we can reach out through our spark to connect with and affirm their spark. Knowing that as we are doing this, and as we are doing this, all those who will ever listen to this are doing this, and those who would be here if they were here are doing this, that all together our sparks are focusing on these sparks that are invested in some way in the domination system. And that subtly, slightly, this action is eroding their defenses as their sparks become stronger through our spark, and releasing their distortions and clarifying their bafflement. Subtly, perhaps it may seem inconsequentially, but we never see the consequences, or rarely. But we know that something's happening, and we know that it's what we can do toward the good, toward freeing these people and ourselves and the rest of humanity from all the defenses and the distortions and the bafflements that get in the way of our sparks leading us into the dance where we belong, our true place, our right size, so that we may dance freely and joyously. And to that end, we move down into our root systems and spread out to that living mass of rootlets and root hairs, and gently invite the roots of all those that we've had in mind and in our heart during this time, invite their roots down into the subsoil, into the deeper soil, to be drawn down into the aquifer of living wisdom, to reach out to know community, to find the stability they need, to let go of the fears that hold their defenses together and that drive their distortions and that generate their bafflement. So we draw their roots further down so they may be more truly fed and that their sparks may be stronger and more effective. Then rising up beyond the planet, up beyond the atmosphere, up to the upper layer of the ionosphere, we bring to awareness the gentle interwoven network or grid or whatever it is that encircles the outer limits of the ionosphere, and that, fed by our attention and our intention and the attention and intention of others, it gently distills down into a willingness, down gently, as it were, raining, permeating, penetrating all beings on this blessed, beautiful planet with the willingness, to allow their sparks to be strengthened, their defenses eroded, their distortions released, their bafflement clarified, the willingness to be freed up, to take their right place in this wonderful, ever-evolving dance of which we're all creatures. And we let that willingness sink into us, and we image it sinking into all being on this planet, subtly, unavoidably, ineluctably. Permeating, penetrating, drenching. And when we feel complete enough with this, knowing that we can always return on our own at any time, in any place, we return to our body systems, their posture, how they're feeling, our sparks, wherever they may be now for us in our systems. Letting our breath and our blood course throughout our body, bringing us back to how we are and who we are. Wriggling toes and wriggling fingers. Letting our eyes drift open. Noticing if things have changed since we closed them. And allowing ourselves to come back to here.